When we read Isaiah 45, verse 3, it says, I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summoned you by name. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen, I summon you by name and bestow on you a title of honor, though you do not acknowledge me. Just as when you read in Genesis the story of Noah and the flood, God reveals that he has pockets of water beneath the ocean in secret places. God also has hidden blessings in dark places that no one knows. God can provide blessings from all directions, your friends, foes, the north, and south. Jesus said, "Work while it's day, for no man can work while it's night." But he didn't say God couldn't work during the night. When God gets ready to work in your life, he can work in adverse conditions. He doesn't need help from the surroundings. God can bless you around your enemies in any situation. Darkness is the absence of light. Darkness is the absence of what is legitimate. Darkness is not a thing, it's a void. An emptiness, it's absence. In this world of social media, where everyone wants to be seen and heard, God does his best work in the darkness. When God gets ready to prepare you for the light, he puts you in the dark. Just like a traditional camera, the shot was taken in the light, but it must be developed in the darkness. We pray in the light, but God has his answers those prayers in the darkness. This dark season we are in, God is preparing us for the light of his blessings.